The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
Oh, there you go. Mahalo for that. In the background, what did we have?
We had Empress of, and that was
Empress
how,
of.
How do you do it?
And how do you do it? This is how we do it. Thanks for the transition and segue. DJ Shoots out the door. Els Bells wrapping it up. Oh, keeping the seat warm for us here at Kauai Community Radio, the station that loves you. We are an hour and 50 minutes away from the evolution. And in between, we will be taking your phone calls at 826-7771. 826-7774. We'll get you an operator who's standing by to take your pledge. Big mahalo to all of you who supported us during our 10-day fall membership drive. We came close. 60,000 was our goal. We were so close with about $50,000. So mahalo to all of you out there, members and non-members, listeners, business folks, underwriters, wave riders, all the good folks that keep this station happening, volunteers and professional staff as well. Take a deep breath. There we go. And nice to hear it, Brother Thomas, early on the airways. Playing some classics and some classicals, and then in his usual 12 o'clock slot as well. It's a beautiful day, epic out there. I hope you are enjoying it. Love when the surrounding scenery is just a sensory overload of goodness and lusciousness. So we give thanks for that. And, this is a public forum. It is a call-in show. I have nobody lined up. I had a couple of requests and a couple of leads that didn't pan out in the time frame that I was hoping. So we're gonna take your calls. I do want to make note of the good people who contributed last week and then some. 2 weeks ago, I had the good pleasure and privilege of hosting the show while the calls were coming in, and Kathleen and Beverly, Amalia and Adam, Dylan and Dan, Gray and Angel, and Leslie online, and J-I-M-M-Y. Why? Because we love you, and without you and your support, our out-of-the-box program does not happen. And I also want to thank our underwriter folks, and back to Els Bells for playing my underwriter on the top of the hour. Good stuff, because you are listening to K-A-Q-A Kilauea. KKCR Hanalea. We are one nation under groove, and we'll be getting down just for the funk of it. We'll be right back in a little bit.
To dance our way out of our constriction. Call the brief freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down. Bye.
chance to dance my way out of my constriction.
go, getting down just for the funk of it. And phone caller, thank you for calling and asking, what's up with Out of the Box? So we got a little groove going on there. Feeling a little funky. You know, it's kind of that way, but you know, we'll get over it. It's just how we roll. I want to, again, thanks our folks who helped us get us to our point in the place where we are at on the air for you. The phone lines are open, 826-7771. It's just me in the booth right now. Brother Tim is coming in, cruising in from Lihue. I think he was at a, what is it called, Open Space Commission meeting, so we'll get an update on that. And if you got any news out there in your part of the world, we've got listeners, check them out, from Mililani over there on Oahu, folks in Tokyo, yeah, even in Ibaraki, Japan, Honolulu, Vista, California, hope you guys are well, Austin, Texas, listening in, Mount Vernon, Washington, folks in Calgary, Durango, Colorado, it's winter for some of you folks, Bellevue, Washington, not so cold just yet, San Diego, still enjoying it, Kailua and Clearwater, Florida, there we go, Carmel, California, thanks for listening. And if you are online and would like to make a contribution to the community radio station that loves you, you can go to the website, www.kkcr.org. There is a Donate Now button that'll get you through it all. And we certainly appreciate the love and support, because that's what it takes for us to make it happen on our radio station. But, Tim, you're ready to go? Got a mic for you. In through the door he walks. Big, bright, smiling face.
Aloha kako.
Hey, aloha. Hey,
made it, my man.
Yeah, you sure did. I know you weren't speeding.
No, I was flying.
But somebody was. I saw the man had pulled him over there in Kilauea.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was just finishing up.
Just remember,
business.
It's an island. You know, we're all going to get there sooner or later. You don't have to just bust ass and try to charge the guy in front of you. I had somebody overtake me and only got one car in front of me.
Wow.
And that was like, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying it.
Well, we had a train coming up, you know, which was good. So you just complacently follow the person in front of you, and eventually you get there.
There you go. So been a while, Brother Tim, since you were here in the booth.
I'm so sorry. You know,
oh, no worries.
Life has been busy as usual. You know,
you're a busy guy.
I tell you, all over. And through the course of that, you know, it's just always great to hear the voices through the pledge drive and just everything, you know, to all of the listeners out there. You know, I want to put out my mahalos, you know, for what you folks do to keep this radio station, you know, out there beaming, you know, the radio waves and all that good stuff to everybody out there. It's just so critical, so crucial. We love you. You know, I love you because I get to listen to my bro, Jimmy, put out his mana'o, you know, as well as other interesting things from other people such as Felicia, Jonathan Jay, just everybody. The music. Oh, it's Richter.
There you go. Right on for that. We have a caller. Caller, can
Hello?
You hear us?
Yes.
And,
hi.
And we can hear you. Tim, you hear him?
I do.
Right on. Brother, what would you like to share with us today?
Well, I'm concerned about the new ownership of the Prince Golf Course.
Okay, and your concerns are?
Well, for the last, they finally turned off this one sprinkler yesterday, but for 6 days prior to that, you know, during rainstorms and 6 days in a row, one sprinkler was going.
24/7.
If you look from like from where the Weston is, off into the Prince Course down by the bluff where it meets the ocean, this one sprinkler was just on for like 6 days. It filled sand traps full of water. And then I also noticed that they're letting that trail totally overgrow. And, you know, if this guy's going to have this for an elite, people, you know, rich man's country club, he has to at least take care of it. You can't be wasting water like that.
Tim's got a,
you know, my brother,
comment.
I totally appreciate, you know, you putting out the vibe on that. I agree with you 1,000%. Water is not a resource that we can just, you know, waste, regardless of how much money you got. You know,
yeah.
When it comes down to the bottom line, you know, what would you rather have is $1 million, you know, or a gallon of water when it's crucial or critical? you know, that no amount of money can
well,
suffice.
Well, that means, too, that all of that time, I mean, when you're seeing sand traps filled with water.
Those are now water hazards, according to a golfer's classic, right? I'm being facetious for
Jimmy. Yeah. But it's leaching down into the bottom layers, and then all those chemical buildups that has, you know, over the years, it's leaching that back out into Anini Beach, and
that it has.
Not right, you know.
Well, you know, another thing that I'd like to put out there, and this is maybe just rumor sake, so if anybody can substantiate this, you know, I heard that that particular development has run into some major glitches, and that they may not be focusing towards the gated community that they thought that they were going to be able to present there. So I think things are shifting a little bit. And if it is true, mahalo, you know, for that happening.
Well, so you know, my point is, regardless of their master plan or whatever, there needs to be, you know, Malama, that Aina, because you can't just leave sprinklers running.
I agree.
If any of us would have done that here in Princeville, we would have been fined. We would have been in big trouble. So,
wholeheartedly.
That's my comment.
Well, thank you. You know, and we really appreciate that because I mean, it's not only there because I've seen in a number of like you said, different places around the island by some very wealthy individuals that are private landholders. And, you know, like you said, it could be in a downpour, and they've got their automated system going on at the same time, and you're just looking at this kind of going, wait a second. I mean, nowadays they actually do have, you know, these special systems, you know, that act almost as like a guided security for things like that tell how much hydration or whether the soil actually needs the automated system to even go on, you know. So for them just to be nonsensically wasting water like that, especially potable water. That's not groundwater that they're using. Most of these things, you know, it comes up out of the aquifer, you know, and that's what's delivered there, whether it's a well system or whether you're on county, one way or another. Unless you're from Puhi, then you get treated groundwater.
There we go. And we had some water-related meetings yesterday on the west side. If you're out there on the west side, or maybe not on the west side now, but you were there for some of those meetings, I think they also did a little bit of a field trip up into the mountains and checking out some of the infrastructure for Kauai's future uses.
Wow.
Some of that agricultural, some of that maybe...
Was that with Coworm?
I think that was the case.
They came in.
So we'll
came
find
over,
out more.
Take a look at that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
And, let's see. I had a couple of things I had just, you know, on my mind, in the news, all that stuff. This election that's coming up, we on Tuesday, got a chance to sit in the booth helping brother Eric out.
Right.
And Eric was hosting for Felicia, and he had La'akea Trask from the Big Island, from Moku Ke'awe, and they were talking about a little update on the Mauna Kea issues, and we drifted over into the discussion about this Na'iaupuni election, and I'm not even quite sure of what that's all about. I'm trying to learn more. I put a couple emails out to some contact people from the website. Didn't get a response, so kind of wondering what the deal is on that. But there is an election coming up, and you know what I understand. Na'iaupuni was formed in December of 2014. That was a response, I think, from not quite sure the if it was from the Department of Interior's hearings. The Department of Interior was here in the state conducting community meetings, checking in with Kanaka Maoli and wondering what their thoughts were in regards to recognition and the issue of recognition from the United States to an independent government, government-to-government relationship. It's never been very clear, nor have I been able to get more information that satisfies my curiosity in regards to how legit is this? We know that the Akaka bill was the
forerunner to this.
Well, that was the vehicle that everybody put their, I shouldn't say everyone, but the officials and the state representatives,
right,
all thought that the federal recognition and the Akaka bill was going to bring us to the next level. Obviously, there was some hang-ups with the Republicans in office not really wanting to kind of go there. There's a long history. When I speak with some of my Kanaka Maoli activist friends, there's just a lack of, I want to say there's contempt for the fake state affairs, whether it's the Office of Hawaiian Affairs or it's the state bureaucrats or the federal entities, whether it's the Department of Department of Interior or the could be any other federal agency that oversees Native Indigenous peoples' claims.
Right, but I mean the whole process, unfortunately, from my perspective. And thank God you guys played that disclaimer earlier.
We did.
You know, thank you. And this is why. You know, I mean, personally, I don't agree with this particular process as how it is unfolding, too, because I believe, once again,
the Na'i Aupuni
right.
process.
I, and this is just an observer from the outside. You know, I've always believed, personally, that there has always been, you know, the nation of Hawaii, you know, in that sense. And that's... In that particular format, you know, I think that they should be actually looking from or at asking the Secretary of State from the United States government to come and entertain discussions with, you know, not somebody under the Bureau of the Interior or the Department of the Interior doing government to government, but there should be the Secretary of State, which is a nation to nation. Because Hawaii never relinquished, you know, their standing or sovereignty as a nation. You know, so when are people going to come to understand this? And of all people or all countries, when is the United States going to, you know, really even look at what President Clinton and his 1993 apology bill set forth, you know, as to what's happening?
All right, we got a call. Aloha, caller. Can you hear
yes.
us?
Yep. Aloha.
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 And thank you for joining us.
You know, people who want to get involved with the Hawaiian Nation should take in consideration that the lawful Hawaiian government already brought back the Hawaiian Kingdom Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Since 1999. Yeah, we've been using the Hawaiian Constitution. And with that constitution, we've built together through four elections the legislative body of the Hawaiian Kingdom. Okay, four elections. This year was five.
And that was just recently that you guys had your election, correct?
Yes.
The lawful Hawaiian government?
Yes.
And do you mind?
Last election, I got elected.
Okay.
Okay, Kale as a noble now. In the legislature.
Now, Kale, would you like to introduce yourself? So for listeners that aren't familiar with you or don't recognize your voice, who you are, what you've done, and how you participate.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, as a Hawaiian national, any business that I do is under the Hawaiian government, which means that I am not obligated to state or federal taxes. Yeah? So my Huli Huli Chicken Stand in Anahola is a Hawaiian Kingdom business. And it's stated out loud out there in the sign
mm-hmm.
that it's a Hawaiian Kingdom. And now that I'm a part of the legislature, I have goals. And one of the goals is to do a Get to the Hague Fund. Yeah, because I know we need to go to The Hague to get recognition as a Hawaiian kingdom. We will never get it with the state. What we're doing in courts right now is proof of that. These are evidence of war crimes that we are accumulating And we're collecting pretty much a lot. And very soon, ICC would come here and investigate. We already have the claims of war crimes. And I'm in court right now. Yeah, defending myself with license plates and driver's license that the legislature produced. Yeah, Hawaiian Kingdom, which the state says is illegal. Okay, so now, as a Hawaiian national going through their courtroom, I will prove that the Hawaiian Kingdom still exists as a national and an official, and that because they fly the kingdom flag, the state flag is not the state flag. It's a kingdom flag. And they're supposed to use Hawaiian Kingdom laws in those courts. And I'm going to use them because I'm an official. And they need to accommodate me or give me diplomatic immunity. One of the two.
Now, do you have a choice?
Yes, I do. I have a choice.
Okay.
And my choice is Hawaiian Kingdom law.
So then why do you even...
I'm an official. I'm going to demand that in the courts.
Mm-hmm.
Since they fly that flag.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom flag. They have to use the laws also that come with that flag. And I tell you what, it's not state law. State law is illegal here. Illegally here. And because the Hawaiian National is now going to recognize that illegalness.
So,
yeah, through their courts. Yeah, because kingdom don't have courts right now. I'm going to show how that court is illegal and that I am not a citizen of the state of Hawaii through laws now. Republic of Hawaii gave ceded lands away, ceded the lands away. They also ceded our citizenship, power to make citizens. Okay, so that's why it's important to stand behind a government, because a government can make citizens, and citizens are the ones that own the land, just like America. U.S. citizens own America. So with the coming of the Hawaiian government, we make citizens. The citizens own Hawaii Nei, just like every other country.
So, Keo, I've got a question about this Na'i'aupuni process. What is your...
Just another de facto. Because I say, from the beginning, they have to seek the authority. But they're not seeking it now.
But don't they have the authority as... Don't they have the authority as the, if you will, state representative, the federally recognized process?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know... If you're a Hawaiian Kingdom national, you don't recognize a de facto, illegal de facto.
And that's it. It's just because of its, if you will.
Plain and simple. Illegal de facto.
You too now. Thank you.
They're just illegally here, occupying.
What do you think will be the... I don't want to say the next steps, but for the lawful Hawaiian government, will you enter in any type of work or
negotiation?
What would that look like?
Well, I'm going to prove that the state doesn't have authority to tax the people. How's that? They don't have authority to tax the people here. So I have to show that.
Is that all people?
That by bringing my citizenship here,
mm-hmm.
which makes the state of Hawaii a fraud and illegal entity.
So, yeah. Keo, Brother Keo, when you say that you're going to show that they do not tax or that their taxation system is illegal, do you mean that for all people or strictly Kanaka Maoli?
Well, I'm saying that the authority of the state has not been manifested all these years.
Okay.
They never completed the process.
Okay.
And the process is to make a proclamation that the people agree to follow these laws, the de facto laws of the state. And you know what? I don't recall any of proclamation like that.
Hmm.
So they haven't finished their process. which means that they are fraudulently using sovereign authority, the kingdom's sovereign authority.
Against their own people.
Because in Organic Act, it states right in there, the first paragraph, the laws of the state are now the Republic of Hawaii's constitution. The Organic Act made the territory adopt the Republic of Hawaii's constitution, which means that the state is running on the Republic of Hawaii's constitution, the same constitution that took the queen, that overthrew the queen illegally, is being run today by the state. So everybody got to open their eyes to that.
So,
because I don't think anybody would support the state knowing that they follow the Republic of Hawaii.
Well, but I guess the question for me is that what about all these people that don't share your belief or don't share your opinion that are claiming, if you will, their U.S. citizenship, and they're claiming that this, occupied land.
Jurisdiction. It's jurisdiction. Okay. U.S. law is not, this is not their jurisdiction. This is not America. We don't have a treaty with them.
Who's going to acknowledge that, though, Keo? Who will be the body or the entity that will acknowledge that once and for all?
Well, anything coming from the state is a continuation of the fraud.
Well, we understand that, but who above the state? Are we going to go to the feds? Isn't that also part of the process?
Independent people.
And who will that be, though? Who will that be?
Independence of Hawaii, the kingdom. Now, we don't have too many programs right now to support.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? But we do have the driver's license and ID cards, driver's license.
But that's not being acknowledged by the state at this point in time, is it?
Yes. So we have that project of getting recognition.
So that's the first step, more or less.
And so one of my goals of going to trial is coming out of there having the judge acknowledge me as a Kanaka Maoli, the original name of our race, have the judge recognize that, and then settle the thing about Hawaiian laws in Hawaiian courts.
And when are you going to court? When does this go to trial?
Well, on Tuesday, we go to Judge Valenciano to see if we qualify for a jury trial on Tuesday.
Okay, so that's just like a hearing, more or less?
Yes,
And I guess this is where it's I don't want to say confusing, but how do you expect Judge Valenciano to give you the, do you know what I mean, give you the recognition? Why is he going to go, you guys are right?
I have to prove that my human rights are being denied.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope that Judge Randall Valenciano can look at this,
recognizes
with, well,
that.
just you know, as justice is the scales of justice are blind, that they can weigh this, and that you're able to present evidence of such that you know, being a national and being subjected to, if you will, the laws of the United States and the Constitution.
Foreign laws, okay, they're foreign now.
Exactly, and that you've suffered, or there's been damage because of that.
Yes.
But won't Judge Valenciano, being that he too is bound by that system, what makes him say or make you think that he is going to rule otherwise?
Well, yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah. So,
To not to rule it on it in my favor would result in a war crime.
But then what other entity? Well, for that fact, then he can say, okay, I'm going to slap a fine on you, or I'm going to put you in jail, incarceration.
That'll be a war crime.
Okay.
Okay, war crimes are, if you're guilty, 3 years in jail.
If and when they find him or whomever sentenced you to this guilty of that. That's a whole nother process, is it not?
Well, they don't want to get there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course, I agree with you.
I want to qualify.
Right. And so tell us a little bit about your, I guess, your legal strategy going into this. Tuesday, you're going to have your day in court.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things I want to talk about is how the citizenship has been granted to the Hawaiians.
Mm-hmm.
Never was. You had to actually walk in and participate, join their government, the Republic of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, now it states that all citizens of the Republic of Hawaii are now U.S. citizens. So that's how they're getting us as U.S. citizens, that they think that we came on board to the Republic of Hawaii. Now, that's so insane that it makes me sick. And that's why I'm fighting for all this stuff. Is that they're making us look stupid, that we would overthrow ourselves and support that? No way.
Right.
No way. U.S. law got to go.
So, okay, so let's be optimistic and you
okay,
get
so
the...
So I proved that we're not citizens just by that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's and the authority of the state through the Administration Act,
mm-hmm.
that they didn't finish that proclamation,
mm-hmm.
okay, because it states that they got their authority from Section 1, but there is no Section 1, okay? They're pretty clever.
Well, Section 1 just doesn't exist?
Yeah.
No, but they're arguing.
So it's
that's part of my defense, too, is that they don't really have authority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now there's something about the courts, too.
Oh, heavy.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Republic of Hawaii and the Constitution is what the state is runs on. And I don't think no Kanaka would like that.
So
they can do that.
Kao, can I ask you, when you walk into their court, are you going to actually enter through the gate... Or are you going to stand behind
yeah,
the
yeah.
gate?
I'm going to go through all that.
Because, you know, because that signifies.
At the same time I do that, I'm declaring who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, but in so doing, when you walk through that gate, right, to the front to stand in front of the judge, that means that you have acknowledged that you acknowledge their system.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell them.
I would stand on the outside and present yourself.
I'm going to tell them that they're frauds from inside.
Well. Okay.
And go on record.
Well, this
I know you think that that's not.
No. It's
DUI.
These are your actions.
Recognize protests.
Right, right.
That's what it says.
Right.
That they're not recognizing protests. But you know what? I think international law, I have to exhaust all remedies domestically
mm-hmm.
to go up. So
will not the nation have somebody from the international community there to help represent you, even as you do this action?
I think when I make the...
When you make your motion?
War crimes complaint?
Yeah. That is when it comes into... Okay.
So will you be represented on...
And get those judgments together, and then after that I can file a war crime.
Kao, will you be representing yourself on Tuesday?
I was made to get a public defender. But, you know, when he doesn't talk for me, I will speak for myself.
And now that I'm understanding this better, you were charged with something.
Yes.
And what was that charge, if you don't mind sharing?
Okay, it first started out as no seatbelt. And then no driver's license. And no insurance.
And was that all at the same traffic stop?
Yes.
Now, did you sign at the bottom of that?
No, I don't. I don't sign those things.
Okay, then you shouldn't be held accountable to it whatsoever.
Well,
with the exception of you coming in and making your point.
And then what you have to do is there's three things you got to do within 21 days. You pay the fine or write a complaint or talk to a judge.
And you chose the latter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Took me 3 years.
Oh, really?
It's been a long road.
Wow.
But you know what? I think I'm prepared. And what is exciting is that people can learn from this
mm-hmm.
and do the same thing and get the same results. And I'm looking for freedom. Freedom from these courts and from those laws. I'm getting recognized as a Hawaiian national and a Kanaka Maoli.
Well, good on you, and I wish you the best of luck.
We support you, brother.
Yes, I know. Thank you very much for all your support out there.
And well,
many people feel like I do. And we just got to be ma'a in our history. Because it's very hard. It's like stringing a lei. You got to take this piece from that law, this piece from that law, string it together, and make your lei of aloha. That's what I call it.
And you've all...
Actually, it's our history.
It is.
And we can follow it through laws. There's laws out there that we can follow that make up our history. And it sucks because these are all foreign laws that we got to listen to. Doesn't make sense. But it's happening.
It is happening, and we thank you, brother, really, for all of your hard work and your diligence, you know.
Yes, and it's got to come from the grassroots.
It does.
And I'm trying to talk to people every weekend, you know, when we open for business. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if anybody whatsoever is ever interested in talking to this, the position you hold now, it's not a councilor, what is it, you know, within the nation?
It's a legislature.
Okay, a legislature. Wow, they should drive to Anahola, and as they're driving through Anahola, you will see this wonderful person just stoking the fires and the flames, dealing with chicken, right there on the side of the road. And I'm telling you, he's always open for conversation dealing with this topic, if I'm not mistaken. As well as while you're chewing on some good bones or some chicken while you're doing it, it's a great place to sit there and get informed about how to help participate and how to help this movement go forward.
Yes, and you know what? You can feel the good energy there. Yeah.
Very good.
And we're sharing everything we got.
Well, Kayla, I do hope that Randall Valenciano sees it your way on Tuesday. Let us know if there's any way that we can help. If there's any way that we might be able to lend assistance, whether that's being there in person, whether that's sending good positive thoughts,
Pule.
Being there in spirit.
Pule. That's it.
You know, but I feel, you know, real connected with the TMP guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with Leon Steele, what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel the connection. And I'm doing my little part here in Kauai, Anahola. And that's what it takes. All our little parts. These are like the lei I was talking about. Aloha.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We all got to do our parts. And then it becomes a beautiful lei with meaning.
Well, I certainly appreciate you calling in and sharing your mana'o with us Yeah, like I said, wishing you the best for a positive outcome. And I think, you know, I brought up this subject because the if you will, the state's
fraud
effort.
Fraud election.
Fraud election. I mean, and that is what La'akea Trask was also referencing, that, you know, it's worth.
And Walter Riddy said he tried to be part of it, but it's so hopeless that he quit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
there,
I have the end point, you know, which is independence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't have that. They don't talk about that.
There is no vision for that.
Well, I guess is it just that the outcome then of this process would be, in their mind, just having a nation within a nation type of relationship, or just having recognition and exist on a reservation?
No, this is all OHA's fault, you know, this roll call.
Uh-huh.
Because they're supposed to be a Hawaiian entity.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't support the Constitution. They don't support the Queen. You know what they support? Money and their paychecks. That's all they support. So if you don't have money to give them, you're not going to get their support. OHA. These guys in OHA, they're all traitors. Okay? They support a different constitution. And we should call them what they are. They work against Hawaii, the kingdom. They are traitors. Call them that. Because that's what I call them. OHA. All traitors.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiian Homes. You guys are next. You guys support genocide. And the homesteaders don't have title to their land. So what's so good about Hawaiian Homes?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, some folks would say, you know, it's my homestead, and I got it. You know, whatever the lease is, 99 years or how much money they got to pay. You know, I don't say that's right. I don't say that it's
that's the small the, thinking.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, you're right.
We need big thinkers.
Settling for crumbs.
You know.
Moldy crumbs at that.
That's the problem.
Mm.
You know, we all want to get paid. But, you know, to do the kingdom stuff, we all do it for free. You know, the legislatures, they all meet once a year. And it's on their own dime. And we change the conference. We try to change it on all the islands. So every year we go to another island. We got to do that on our own. We got to raise money to do that.
Mm,
true.
We don't have this fund. Not yet. Because I'm going to start one. Get to the Hague Fund.
There we go. We've got a cause. Another one to support.
Another one to support.
Well, Kale, thank you for calling in, sharing your mana'o. Good luck on Tuesday. If you will, the forces of good and justice
triumph over evil.
That would be a win-win for us all.
Aloha and imua kanaka maoli.
Imua.
Aloha.
Aloha. So we are coming up close to the top of the hour.
We had a message during the brief, you know, as we were talking with, our delegate here, KO. You know, that came in from Laura Christine, and she said that there was an accident at on Kahio Highway right there at Anini Road, you know, that had just transpired or taken place. That was maybe about 15, 20 minutes ago. Police had not arrived at that point in time. So, folks, if you're out and about or trying to go, please go slow and at the same time be respectful. If you have to be somewhere on time, please plan, you know, due diligence. Sometimes it takes the police a little while to iron out their investigations of whatever accident or whatever has transpired. So give yourself ample time to get there so that you don't get too amped up or fritzed out yourself. Just putting that word out there. Thank you, Laura Christine, for giving us the word about that. Really appreciate it. And we hope that all are well and that if there were no fatalities or anything. We just hope that and keep that in our minds.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
We got some requests from out of the boxness. But before we go there, I want to let you know that this is happening, Lattice.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa.
Yeah, thanks, Dean, for giving us that one. And it is the top of the hour, almost there. We want to let you know that this out-of-the-box program is made possible by the good folks at Hawaii Life, Tahiti Nui, and Compassionate Care.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO-free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Lu'au, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at hawaiicompassionatecare.com.
There we go. So mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And we are a little bit after 5 o'clock. Phone lines are open. An announcement from a Akamai caller sharing some information. Go ahead there, Tim.
Yep. Once again, I guess traffic is now backing up to Kali'iwai Bridge, you know, on that fender bender crash kind that happened right there at Aniti Road and Kuhio Highway. So definitely, please, give yourself a little bit of extra time if you have some place to be important or whatever. Or better yet, if you have no place to do, you know, just stay put or stay where you're at, you know, and kind of let things, you know, smoothen out, hopefully as quickly as possible. And, boy, thank you, Akamai listeners, or just observers out there for keeping us posted on this. And we hope that we can keep the general public listenership out here as well informed as to how it's going. It may be a little while, you know, as things unfold when they do their investigations. But hopefully we can keep reports flowing and letting you know. But for right now, traffic is backing up on Kuhio Highway. You will be there for a duration of time. So please allow yourself ample time if you need to go anywhere.
And it's up here on the North Shore at the Kilauea, Princeville area, Aniti Beach. So, yes, folks, be careful out there. That's a
be
good
safe.
Thing to do.
Be safe.
And, Tim, you had something you wanted to share about access and the public process?
Yes, I did. You know, today the Open Space Commission held its meeting, you know, that they have once a month. And through the course of that, I know that they came earlier in the month, that is on October 6th, to the Kilauea Neighborhood Association and gave us some information pertaining to just how the process unfolds as to how they go about determining and making their biennial priority listings for acquisition of accesses and or important lands. You know, so between now and October 31st, the public has the opportunity to place their input to help the commission look at and make determinations as to whether that, you know, it is viable to pursue certain acquisitions of access and lands. So now is the time to do that, people, please. Voice your opinions if you'd like to. I know that, and I don't have the specific website, but there is, you know, a website, probably kauai.org somewhere or .gov, and hopefully Jimmy can pull that up for me, you know, to direct the listenership out there. And they have a form or a survey that you can just do online, you know, to put down your best wishes as to accesses that you'd like to see available or, you know, opened, you know, or any land acquisitions that you feel are highly desirable and or just, you know, useful, you know, for the general public of Kauai.
And that's the Open Space Commission?
Correct. That is the Open Space Commission.
So if you did go to the kauai.gov website, there is an Open Space tab that's available. Obviously, my browser is open. But it's not moving. So there we go.
It's not browsing.
Yeah, so there is an Open Space Commission. Let's see, what do we got? Please go to the Open Space Survey.
Okay. Well, you're getting closer.
So that Open Space Survey, if you're online, if you're a Facebook user, you can go to the KKCR Facebook page, and I'll post that.
Right on.
Make that happen. But it is an easy to access if you have the internet.
Boy, I wish our accesses were that easy, but
There you go.
There you go.
So suggesting land or public access to be acquired for public benefit. And here off the website it says, in 2013, the County of Kauai Public Access Open Space and Natural Resources Preservation Fund Commission identified five sites that the county should consider for acquisition using the Open Space Fund. In 2015, that's this year, the commission would like to work more with the communities engaged with these sites to identify strategies for protection and or acquisitions that will assist the county in its open space funding fund planning. So please use this form to share information about a place or access that you would like to see protected or acquired. Submit this form for each site suggestion. If you prefer to print the form and fax or mail it, please download the PDF and complete the form. Send it to 241-6699 or mail the completed form to the following address, County of Kauai Open Space Commission, 4444 Rice Street, Suite 473, Lihue, Hawaii, 96766. Well, there you go. We'll put that on. Go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, you know, since its inception, that is the Open Space Commission, they've only made one actual purchase, you know, of land, and that was down at Black Pot Beach. You know, there's a strip of land right there, you know, that they purchased. And, you know, it is owned by the county, though they haven't fully developed it. And I think there's some small logistics that they're dealing with, you know, before they open it up or deal with whatever. But they're sitting on a $5 million coffer. And if I'm not mistaken, they basically on an annual basis get 1.5%. You know, of the real property taxes that come in or whatever, they get the, you know, 1.5% annually, you know, off of that that goes into their kitty, you know, to use up. And currently they are now sitting, you know, on roughly around $5 million that they have to help us, the general public, you know, acquire accesses and or important lands. So this is something that's, you know, pretty important and can be. So please, you know, if you feel in your heart that there is a place, you know, that you really value, that you have used, you know, to get down someplace, you know, to the beach or maybe even Mauka, you know, up into the mountains, you know, and you feel that this is important, please, you know, fill out the survey, because they really do need the public's help. That is to direct them so that they can make their proper recommendations to the county council, at which time they then pursue this, you know, with the planning department, you know, moving forward.
There we go. So somebody called, wanted to make a comment. I'm not sure if I got it straight. Didn't want to go on the air. But was in reference to shifting gears back to KO's issue with taxes.
Yeah.
And what was it? Seatbelts.
Seatbelts.
Seatbelts and insurance.
And license.
License, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I think the caller's point was, well, how does he pay for the road? The road is funded by what sources of revenue?
Gas, if you're putting gas in your car.
Well, that was my response, too, that when That's you buy gas, one. You have to pay taxes on that gas. And
Correct.
Some of that tax is levied for road maintenance and
Correct.
Whatnot, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So, and if, caller, you'd like to clarify, welcome you to come on the air.
Or you can expound upon this.
You can speak your own mind, your own peace.
There you go.
And get it out there over the airwaves. The phone number is 826-7771. Just got a phone call from one of the volunteers. Stuck in traffic.
Oh, no.
And we're out wondering if they'll be able to make it to their shift. So we've got some hemajemma going on in the roads. Got some hemajemma going on with our local government. I wanted to bring this topic for your consideration. The concept of city or county manager as opposed to the mayor. What do you think? What would the listener out there, what is that, does that strike you as a good thing to contemplate, a good thing to do, or something we just don't want to even contemplate and think about? Why do we want to change the system? when the mayor is doing a fine job and a strong mayor setup is the way that this county's always run, and it runs fine the way it is.
But is it at peak efficiency?
Well, that's a good question. How do we know what is a peak efficiency?
Well, peak efficiency means that you get things done in a timely fashion, you know, not things that take sometimes decades, you know, once they get started or even entertained as an idea or a thought.
Like siting a landfill.
There you go.
Is that one example?
You know, that would be a great example, Jimmy.
Here's another concept that might be worthwhile considering. This notion of voting or electing our council members by district. And I spoke about this a little
bit on one
of the earlier shows as well. I think it's not a bad idea. I think that by voting for our council members by district, we would potentially have a easier time
getting
access to our legislators in that legislative process. Now, someone would argue, Gary Hoosier puts his number out there. Joanne Yukimura is always available. Mel Raposa returns your phone call.
And emails.
You know, these are the things that people do appreciate about whether it's Ross Kagawa or Daryl Conashiro or Mason Chalk, that our council members are somewhat accessible.
Yeah.
But. Go ahead. You going to finish my thought?
No.
All right. But. There you go. This is the opportunity. This is the opportunity for us to think about ways to improve or make more effective our local government.
And even though it may still be somewhat like a popularity or exposure kind of an essence, you know, when you have representation basically from your moku or from your district, you know, as you're doing this process, it's more honed as to community-based ruling, which then brings us even closer, you know, to some of the principles, you know, of old, you know, based upon the Ahomoku principle, you know, where it's like basic, it's home rule, more localized, you know, with the thing, and therefore your representation is better, rather than, let's say, having three people from the North Shore, or even for that fact, from the West Side or something, you know.
Five from Lihue.
We have
a caller, Tim,
okay,
so let's see what our caller has to say.
Bring him on.
Hello, caller. You still there?
Yes, I am.
All righty.
I wanted to comment on the question, which seems to be the question of the year, not just the hour. I think we definitely do need a county manager. I think we need accountability. I think that it's not running. The county is not running as well as it should or could. And yes, I think we ought to elect by district.
Well, thanks for your thoughts on that. My ideas with the districting is we've contemplated it before. I think the Charter Commission put it on the ballot a number of years ago, maybe about 5-6 years ago, could have been longer back, and it barely was defeated. And I think it was confusing for some folks in regards to what that meant. I would like to be specific. I think that we could utilize our district that we have for the State House. We have our District 14, 15, and 16. We have the North and East side. We have the Central area and then the West side representatives. And those would be three seats for two-year terms, and then we'd have four at-large that everyone would vote for. And those would be four-year terms. I think that would make it a little bit attractive to the politicians that are sitting on the council. I think most of the council members, if you ask them, would say they don't support districting. Maybe one or two would consider it, but most of them say, no, then you'd have too much horse trading. Oh, I get elected by the people, and I represent the people, the whole island. But I do believe that we could make some small changes and get some big results, and there would be good results.
I think so, too. And I think that we'd have the same kind of positive result if we went to the county manager. I'm thinking about the the county plan that was done back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see how much of that has actually manifested. I know that a lot of the things that were set forth in that process have never come to fruition.
Right,
right.
And I think that, you know, that's one thing that we need to look at in terms of having someone over all of the departments that is accountable.
I agree.
So, yep, that's all I
want to
say.
Oh, there you go. Thank you for sharing your manana with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for what you guys do. I appreciate it. We all do.
We appreciate you, the listener. And the caller, the phone lines are open, 826-7771. If you're off island, it's 866-275-1112. Maybe you're listening from Oahu or you're on Maui. Maybe you attended the Aloha Aina Unity March this Sunday, a gathering of several thousand people. I've heard estimates of 6,000 people in the streets of Lahaina. We know that this is a large issue, Aloha Aina being the principle that unites many of us in regards to what's worth fighting for. If it's the safety and health and welfare of our people or the land, these are things that I think most of us would be willing to protest for and advocate for. We got another caller. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Aloha, Jimmy.
Aloha.
I wanted to support the last caller in talking about this redistricting and things. Because
okay.
I don't consider it redistricting. I consider it like bringing your representative into your neighborhood and having them represent your neighborhood and your community.
I agree.
And I think that's a good thing. I like your ideas of that large. But also the last caller brought up planning, you know, checking what had been planned in 2010 and seeing if that had worked out. Well, I know the county's involved right now in doing a long-term strategic plan. I think it's for 20 years or something. And, you know, I went to a couple of those meetings, and everybody was as old as I am or close to it, and I got white hair. And I'm thinking to myself, who are the people who should be a strategic vision in 20 years from now for Kauai? It's not us. We might not even be here. It should be younger people. And I don't understand why they're not doing this more outreach to younger people, why they haven't brought it to the college and, you know, to places like that instead of relying on the same old people to do the same old vision. So I'm going to get off the line, but that was my comment.
Well, I appreciate the comment and the sentiments. I agree. I think the younger people are crucial to involve and engage in this process. I do believe there is a Black Pot Beach plan that's coming up. And Eric, why can't I remember his name now? But Eric from the Saturday Soul Shakedown Party action, who was here on Tuesday, Eric Hansen. There you go. I'm joining you on the gray hair and forgetting simple things like names. Anyways, he did talk about the Black Pot Master Plan update. Actually, it was the Planning Commission. And the Planning Commission was going to be doing some updates and wanted to do some outreach. So I'm going to try to get that up so we can get some more information. Tim's got somebody on the phone. They're having a conversation. Maybe we're going to get this caller on the air. Uh-oh, maybe not. Anyways, do want to bring some more information your way.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I was, part of a meeting that occurred a couple weeks ago. Actually, it was just last week. Part of the joint fact-finding group was invited by Peter Adler to participate. We will have Peter Adler joining us on KKCR to update us when the joint fact-finding group has made their, I guess, their pronouncements. The joint fact-finding group, for folks who don't know, are a group of community members that have been selected. They volunteered to sit on this group. It's been a long process, and they are, just as the name implies, fact-finding. They are trying to uncover and examine the evidence that suggests that GMO and pesticide use is an issue for the island. There have been some public meetings. Most of the meetings have been not open to the public. This meeting that I attended was in a public space in our county government, but it was not open to the public. I did ask in regards to having Peter join us on the air, and at first he was open to the idea of just doing a general update, and then upon further review and greater consideration suggested that no, it was premature to go on the air with any information since they haven't made any recommendations. They haven't finished the joint fact-finding process, which involves bringing together different stakeholders in these listening sessions. That's what I was a part of, was a listening session, and the members have been gathering information shared by community members, whether these members are folks from the industry or folks from community, folks from government. They have, if you will, an interest in this issue and have publicly or privately shared in the past. So these folks were recruited and invited to participate. So we will have the update when it's made public. We'll have Peter Adler join us. I'll bring up some of that information later on in the show in regards to members of this joint fact-finding group. There was, I'd say, a handful, maybe six Kauai members there. There were a couple of facilitators involved with the process, helping Peter Adler out. This was a meeting that at first I was a little confused as to why I was there, but it became clear that we were wanting to understand a little bit more about the Good Neighbor program and buffer zones related to Bill 2491. And so that's what this joint fact-finding group is kind of a response to all the questions that were asked during the hearings, the public hearings for Bill 2491. 2 years ago, we were in the thick of it. The drama in the courthouse and the council chambers was reaching a favored pitch, and we still have not really gotten to the bottom of it. Ordinance 960, as many of you know, was overturned by federal court. We're still waiting for the appeals process to kind of play out. There's been a number of other issues related to the regulation of genetically modified organisms and that type of agriculture. Most of you are aware that Maui put it to vote, and the people decided by a very slim margin that a moratorium would be appropriate to no longer have GMO crops being planted willy-nilly or anywhere they like, but that there was going to be a moratorium and that there was going to be a study done to generate at the expense of industry to demonstrate its safety or its lack of harm. So, again, the courts overruled the people's thought on that, and the lawsuit came, and that decision by the people was made null and void. There is an appeal on the Big Island. The council there, again, signed by the mayor, but because of interests that have a, if you will, fair amount of resources to protect, most of that capital, some of that human, and a smaller bit natural, but those resources are part of their bottom line, and they are fighting to keep it, if you will, in their court.
Wow.
So we're in the throes of it. I mean, we know that this is a very large issue for all of us. And here on Kauai, we have started to kind of sift through, unearth more
choke
information.
Gag through.
And so it's become apparent. We use a lot of pesticides, whether you're using it for just your basic weeding around the fence line.
True, true.
Or if you're a land manager and you've got acres of bush to keep in control. You'll spray herbicides to keep that back. Yeah, if you're a golf course employee, you're probably familiar with that smell and that sight. It gets used quite a bit there. And obviously in the farm setting, it's used quite a bit as well.
Along the roadsides, you know, I mean, and close to waterways.
So this joint fact-finding group, I would love to share more. I swore secrecy that I would not divulge information that was specific to our conversation, that I wouldn't quote anybody. Peter shared that this was not a media event, and there has been a couple media events associated with this process, and there are members in the media that are putting it out there. And there's a number of different angles of the story. Obviously, you've probably picked up on some of that, whether it's Joan Conroe's Quite Eclectic. Her blog has been spewing quite a bit on the pro side of things. And then you have maybe not so caustic, but definitely sympathetic, Jan ten Bruggenkate and his blog, Raising Islands, bringing it out to the forefront. And we do need to have information being shared freely. This is an important thing. This is what I did appreciate about the effort by this group and the mana'o they shared with me in regards to creating a space, a safe space for people to share freely. And this is something that, you know, it's difficult, hard to go up on the podium and speak in front of the council for 3 minutes. Sometimes it's just difficult to get to that meeting and share your mana'o there. We have a caller who wants to share their mana'o. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, hello.
Aloha.
Aloha. Brother Andrew again.
Oh, Brother Andrew. Aloha, how are you?
How's it? Thanks for letting me speak on your show, Mama. Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling.
Aloha to you guys and all your listeners. You know, and I appreciate what you guys do out there. And, you know, we know today that DOI has come and talked to us and... not us, but the Hawaiian people, the Kanaka people, the Polynesians, you know, to turn them all into, to make us federally recognized or an Indian nation, a tribe, yeah. But, as usual, you know, they stand up and still, they don't hear. You know, the government doesn't hear. You know, and we know what, and most of you know what most of us go through as Kanakas here. You know, and there's a process going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the both sides are speaking out. The heirs, the people. And the chiefs, you know, and what happened and what the state is doing, we know is illegal. Yeah. And that is what all this uproar about being an American, an American, actually. Yeah. Under the Indian, rules. When we already have our own laws, our own rules, our own constitution. Yeah. You know, and I look at, you know, just one rule. The right to travel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you denied us that right, what was the outcome? You know. But, you know, you can search it, go look it up. The first law. Yeah, the splinter paddle law.
True.
You know, but all of that is, you know, all known. And today it's all about, you know, like you guys sing about the pesticides and, you know, and up on the mountain, you know, Big Island. Yeah. And people say, you know, it's all about money. you know, but it's all about power, too. And if we don't succumb to them, then, you know, we know what happens to people and countries and nations that don't listen to them, want to be, you know, want to be independent.
Right.
You know, we already were independent. They just came and said, and then put one mask over their eyes. Yeah? Hello?
Yeah, you're still there, Andrew. We just had a almost a near miss.
But you know, the truth is coming out because every nation around the world is asking the same question. How did you get Hawaii?
She wants to go on
to there, you know, and we know how we got Hawaii, how they got Hawaii.
Right.
And that's what we need to be teaching in our schools now. You know?
So, Andrew, I got somebody wants to ask a question.
Or bring something up.
Okay.
Aloha, caller. You're joining us on the phone, Brother Andrew.
Aloha. Aloha, Andy. This is Auntie Lynn.
I can barely hear you.
Come on,
I can barely hear you, but go ahead.
Okay. The online, in the Federal Register, the Department of Interior has posted four comments exactly these regulations that Andy's talking about, that Brother Andrew's talking about. And I read them today. I stand over them. And you guys really need to take a good look at it, because they, what Andy's saying is true. They discounted and did not include any of the oral testimony as to the tenor of the people of Hawaii. And they accepted 1,000 postcards that were sent in allegedly under the auspices of the PNAJ. And, you know, in the past, when we've done the sanctuary thing where we've had postcards or sign-up sheets, that kind of thing, it's all been discounted as only counted as one comment. And yet for this Department of Interior thing, all of the oral testimony was not counted. And these postcards that arrived, which normally in their process would have been counted as one comment, were counted as 1,000. So, you know, they're playing with the rules. And you really need to read what's in there, because it's all, they asked four questions, if you remember, when they came here, and they asked four questions, and their responses to what they heard from the public are simply not what I heard when I was at an oral testimony meeting. So we need to load up the internet and go out. Apparently, they're only going to count it if we do it on the internet, and load up with comments that that's not what we said. So, you know, I'm getting ready to drive, so I'm going to leave. So, mahalo, Andy. Love you.
Aloha. Thank you.
Love you too.
Appreciate that call in. And go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, you know, I could barely hear, but you know, all of that is all real, you know.
Right.
They know it. That's what I'm saying, you know. You know, it's today, it's known around the world. They cannot hide anymore. Right?
Right. They're still running, and they're trying to hide. Like you said, they're playing this game.
Yeah.
Oh, if you do it this way, we're going to do it that way. You do it that way, we're going to do it this way, you know.
We just got to keep trying, because we know they're wrong. And if we don't follow them, then the powers to be gonna just eat us up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Cause they're, you know, they're, Obama is like putting us more and more in debt. Tell me right.
Yeah.
Right. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
And when they come for that money, I don't want to be a part of it. That's all I'm saying. And as Kanakas, you know, they know, the people around the world already know. And we have independence already. We are independent. Right?
Well, you've never relinquished that.
No, that's why I say it. We cannot be going around going defeated. We are independent. No matter what they say, what they do, we know who's wrong.
So, Ed,
we just got to go on and know that the Hawaiian people going to jail when they write.
Like the song says, you are the evidence and not the crime.
You know, we know that. And, you know, and we learn to live with that, these Americans, these the government. And it's changing every day.
Well, I appreciate, Andrew, the conversation we had during the fund drive. When I was asking you a little bit about this Na'i'aupuni process, and you said it's the same thing, it's just a different name or different brand.
Yeah, you know. So we're just fighting the same thing, you know. And you know, the Oha Hawaiians, the American Hawaiians, are starting to wake up.
And I do recall... You know, exactly
what they're not voting for that.
Right, what Lynn was talking about, the Department of Interior hearings. Yeah. I went to one here on the island. I saw many on
yeah,
live stream.
They went to every island.
And
went to every island and you got shut down.
And the sentiment was a big aole.
Overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to spin it that wait a minute. No,
we only got 6,000 cards here, postcards, and they all say, that they want this process.
And that people were intimidated or did not feel safe going into those public hearings to let them know, since there were so many.
You know, in Hawaiian homelands, the people have been killing themselves. We know that.
Literally you dying know, to get a
get
lease.
On to a lease.
On fire.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
Wow.
You know? What? That's our history for our heirs, the kings and queens. Get them out of there, and then we take over.
Right.
But they're here, and the heirs and the people still here too.
And they don't want to even acknowledge those heirs because they claim, according to them, that they don't exist. Yet the heirs do have the paperwork telling them, but we are here. So how can you say we don't exist?
Yeah.
You know?
It's just the mask.
That's all it is.
You know? And that's the way of the world.
Well.
And they will be judged.
They will be judged, correctly.
And the world is looking to this. You know, and look what they're doing to the world. The plants not as big as they used to grow. You know, the air around the planet is starting to deplete, and they still go on, as we know. You know, so, you know, we just got to understand that we are, and they're the ones that are wrong. Every time they put you in jail, Kanakas, you right. Who put our queen, who took the nation, you know, by force? The occupier, and then what? They know their job. They know what they're supposed to do, you know, get their people out of here. Right? That's the right thing.
Right.
You know, all we're saying is just pay your bill. That's all I'm saying. Pay your bill. Pay your bill. And we can redo our hospitals, our schools. We can get the finest again. As we did when our kings and queens were alive. We had the finest. The teachers came just to be with us and teach us.
Mm-hmm.
And because our kings and queens had the money, they got the best. What do you think Iolani was lit up in lights? Who followed that?
Before...
All good people, man.
That's true.
You know, not the people of today. Everything's changing, you know. Everything's changing. And somebody's coming to accountability. And when that time comes, I don't want to be a part of it. Because I know what's coming.
Right. Well, Brother Andrew, I want to just acknowledge the, if you will, the struggle that you, your brothers, your sisters, your mother, father, uncles, aunties, your kupuna have endured, and that your children, your mo'opuna, that they are going to at some point see justice served.
You know, for us, when we look at all our kupunas, they're all happy. Well, for me anyway, me and my family, they're all rejoicing though. You know, because they know the truth. They're living in the truth. With the truth. The owner of the truth.
Well, and the truth shall set you free.
And that's what we lean on. Some of us know. They know. They know the Spirit, you know, like you guys say, the Holy Spirit, or, you know, whatever, you know. They know the Holy Spirit. We know the Holy Spirit. Who's living in the Holy Spirit? You know? Who? Who? Who?
Well, this is the question that will lead us forward.
Well, I know. For me, my Aina, my people, we free already. We independent. You know? You just gotta know that. And just be that. Because if not, then you're defeated.
Well, there you go. And that Zele of Aloha that Brother Keo was talking about.
Just know who your God is. That's all. You know? Because that's what it is today. Who is and who isn't? Who's with the Lamb and who isn't?
True.
And I think when we had on Tuesday's show...
what God you believe in? You know, what God you believe in? Do you truly believe?
Well, and it was
He's going to make the determination.
The principles of Aloha Aina.
He's going to make the determination, you know. So stay hanging there, man. I love you guys.
We love you,
Andrew.
Thanks, my brother.
Thank you.
For having me on your station.
Oh, thank you, my brother.
For the work you're doing. And, you know, we should, man, we didn't make our goal, but, you know, that's why I say, the KKCR is a radio in Hawaii and now going out around the world. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, and we're thankful for that.
I'm saying, especially to Kanakas, this is your radio station, Kanakas. We should be putting something into this station to make sure it stays. What the Kapu Butch, for us, you know. So, you know, I love you guys, and I'll see you guys on Wednesday.
There we go.
You have an awesome, awesome program on Wednesday mornings, my brother. You always uplift us on that midday, that hump day they call in the week. Oh, to come onto your station and to listen to your uplifting music, the words of encouragement, you know.
I wish I could play more music, you know, but the issues for whole Kamakas is just so important to me, you know, because the truth is coming out.
But
our history needs to be known and taught.
But the Uhane Nui, you know, is coming through you guys in terms of your leo, the voice that you boys are bringing out and what you speak, because you are speaking the truth. You know, so it is as vital, as crucial, as critical on all grounds, not just the music, you know, listening to you, true Kanakas, speaking your truth, you know, your beliefs and how you are to assert and to affirm to others out there, Kanaka Ma'ole, to join hands in unison, you know, to unify, not to be the Alamii crab syndrome, you know, always trying to scratch one another. You know, to get to the top, but no, lifting each other together and moving forward.
Well, that's why I say, you know, we are out of it already.
True.
You know, we've been out of it, what, since Kaho'olawe?
Yep, the awareness is growing. It's like a wave. does not end.
No, it's just growing.
You know, when George Helm was alive and well, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I love you guys, and mahalo again.
Mahalo nui, mahalo nui.
Blessings.
Blessings to you. Aloha.
Ho'opomaikai.
KKCR would love to thank all of the following restaurants and businesses that fed all of our volunteers during this fall membership drive. Mahalo to Papayas in Kapa'a, Pauhana Pizza in Kilauea, Coconut Cup in Kapa'a, Barracuda in Hanalei, The Greenery Cafe in Lihue, North Shore Grinds in Princeville, Ya Caduce Bagels, Hale Girl Island Suites, Hideaways Pizza Pub in Princeville, Mediterranean Gourmet in Haena, CJ's Steak and Seafood in Princeville, Oasis on the Beach in Kapa'a in Waipuli, Kenny Kaona, Harvest Market and Kayla Coberly in Hanalei. Thanks again for feeding all of us during the fun drive.
Aloha, members of the Kekahu Foundation and KKCR. This October, the Kekahu Foundation Board of Directors, which oversees the management and operation of KKCR, will consider revisions to the Foundation's bylaws, which have not been updated since 2001. The proposed revisions would give more power to the Kekahu Foundation members to participate in meetings, elect and remove directors, and make or reject future changes to the bylaws. The Board welcomes your input. You can review and comment on the proposed revisions by going to the kkcr.org homepage, where you will find a link to the proposed changes and instructions on how to provide input, which is due by October 15th. Mahalo. KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
Here we go, and we got a question about a KIUC meeting going on tonight. If anybody knows, please give us a call at 826-7771. I'll try to find out on the KIUC website. There we go. Maybe it's tomorrow night. We'll get it. Somebody asked about it, and we're going to find out for you. I have on the KKCR Facebook page under the posting that I sent this afternoon. A little bit more information about the GMO pesticide study of the joint fact-finding group. And those members are in an article. Where would it go? There we go. We'll go back to it. Anyways, we'll put that up there, as well as some information about the Na'i Aupuni process and a black pot park master plan meeting that's coming up very, very soon.
Next week. The 29th.
The 29th
from 6 to 8. I think it's 8:30 p.m. at the Hanalei School, you know.
There we go. So we also have some information about the Public Access Open Space Commission and the Open Space Survey. So, the Black Pot Beach Park master plan. We're going to try to find that information for you online here, and then we'll get some more information about the meeting coming up. Did see that it's coming up this week. That's the one downside to sometimes these websites. They got a lot of information, but it's not the information you want right now. But we'll go to the meetings and announcements. In 15 minutes, the evolution will be televised on your radio, Kauai Community Radio. You're on the air, live with Tim and Jim.
You know, for everybody out there as well, too, to our listenership, they are still trying to straighten out, you know, that car bender, you know, right there on Anini Road and Kuhio Highway. You know, so please be patient. We have heard that traffic is already starting to back way up down by Kali'iwai Bridge, you know, and I have a hunch that the police are probably doing their investigative process. And sometimes that takes our boys, girls, you know, of the force, a little bit of time, you know, to straighten those things out. So please be patient. If you have somewhere to go, please leave yourself ample time, sometimes hours, you know, to get through. So just letting you folks know that. And once again, please be patient.
There we go. And that Blackpot Beach Park meeting will be a week from today, Thursday, October the 29th. And that's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. That's a community meeting at the Honolulu Elementary School in the cafeteria. At 6 o'clock will be Meet the Planners. At 6:30 will be Project Briefing. 7 will be Planning Activities. And then 8 o'clock will be a wrap-up. There will be light refreshments being served. So check that out. And you can get more information from Nancy McMahon at 241-4459. She is the Department of Parks and Recreation representative, as well as Coraline Orr. She is part of the HHF planners, the facilitators for this Blackpot plan. And her number is 808-457-3168. If you didn't get that, you can go to the website, blackpotplan.com, under the meeting and announcements, and you'll see that the best thing to do is, though, next week, Thursday, from 6 to 8:30, plan to attend the meeting at Honolulu Elementary School in the cafeteria. That'll start at 6 o'clock and conclude about 8:30. Had another phone call?
You know, we did. Another Akamai listener wanted to give a big heads up to everybody traveling in a southerly direction. That is from the north end of Kapaa Town to the roundabout, you know, that little bypass section there. There is a speed trap, and they are nailing people there, and he just wanted me to put that out there, saying be careful, drive slow, because they are out in force right now down there at that small section of the Kapaa bypass. That is the northern end of Kapaa going towards the roundabout, you know, that there are a couple of Kauai's finest, you know, trying to make sure that we're regulating our speed.
There we go. Going slow. It's an island. Can't go anywhere, but just right behind the person in front of you.
That's it. Be careful, please. Be safe. There's all kinds of high energies running through, you know, the island right now. Guy, if you haven't felt it the last couple days, you know, it's definitely wavering, you know. So keep the upful beat. Be happy. Smile. Share aloha. Continue to focus on aloha.
There we go. And I just crashed our Mozilla.
Oh.
I just got a Mozilla. We're sorry, Firefox has had a problem and crashed. We'll try to restore your tabs and windows when it restarts. There you go. And that's how it is on a Thursday afternoon.
Well, hopefully we can evolve into our next show, you know, quite easily.
Everything just shut down. And that's how...
So we operate here at KKCR.
We'll go in a different direction. Find out a little bit more about the KIUC meeting, if I can. Tim, you want to share again for listeners that are just tuning in a little bit about that October 31st deadline?
Well, there is an October 31st deadline. That is for the Open Space Commission, at which they are seeking input from the general public on important access and or land acquisitions that can help them in making their determinations for the next couple years as to what our communities on the North Shore or around the island wish to pursue as being important designated lands access avenues. So please fill out the survey, get your mana'o, your input in, you know, as soon as possible before October 31st. After that point in time, the Open Space Commission is going to be revisiting and or looking at all of the public's input and making their determination list so that they can extend that then to, you know, the county council, hopefully before the end of the year. And that's basically the upbeat. If you can, I believe you can go to Kauai.gov, Open Space Commission, and I believe they do have a very simple process via email to be able to go through and get on and do the survey online. If not, you can also send it in, you know, to... a county office, and I believe it was, what, 4444 Rice Street.
There you go.
I'm not quite sure what was the zip on that. Do we have that?
96766.
Oh, imagine that. 96766. Okay. I believe there was a suite with that, too, and it was real close to also being fours, but something 47. but that it should still get there. Just 4444, you know, Rice Street. And I'm sure that'll go there as long as you have it. Attention, Open Space Commission. You know, somebody in the county office will know where to direct that that survey to. And that's it. You know, they need your input. Every, you know, that they need a sense of direction. What are we doing? We need our accesses, you know, so please feel free. Oh, it's coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is George Jarrett Helm, Jr. I was born and raised in Kalamula, the homestead site. Went to Honolulu to get an education. Instead, I lost my innocence.
There we go. A little George Helm to get us further down the road. It's only a couple minutes away before the end of the show. And I'm sorry we didn't get your calls in on time. I'm going to go out with the council. You're going to be listening to Kauai Community Radio through the evening. Brother Dove and the Evolution will be here soon enough. The Mystery Train will pull in as scheduled. And a little Loco Moco to make things taste savory on the way home. Thanks for your calls. Thanks for your love and support. I appreciate the opportunity to continue to be here on the airwaves for you, the listener. And this is John Gordon's contribution. We've got the county council coming up.
Aloha, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's a county council report for the week of October 19th. There will be a regular council meeting this week. It will be at 8:30 in the council chambers in Lihue. Here are highlights from the agenda. Council Chair Raposo transmits for council consideration a resolution approving the proposed State of Hawaii State Association of Counties Officers for the 2016 term. This is resolution number 2015-60. Council Vice Chair Kagawa transmits for council consideration a resolution expressing the concern of the Kauai County Council over the inflated inter-island air rates charged by Hawaiian Airlines and encouraging the Hawaii State Legislature to assist in offering relief to the inter-island travelers by incentivizing competition. This is resolution number 2015-61. Council Chair Raposo transmits for council consideration a resolution amending a resolution relating to the rules of the council for the organization of committees and the transaction of business. This is related to members' participation in a matter after disclosure of a conflict of interest. This is resolution 2015-62. The prosecuting attorney requests approval to spend grant funding from the State of Hawaii Office of Youth Services General Fund in the amount of $25,000 to continue the Kauai Teen Court Program. Council Vice Chair Kagawa transmits for council consideration an amendment to the county code to eliminate the sunset date for obtaining a building permit to construct an additional dwelling unit on other than residentially zoned lots. This is proposed draft bill number 2601. The prosecuting attorney requests approval to spend state funds in the amount of $100,182 for the continuation of the Kauai Career Criminal Prosecution Program. There were four claims against the county on this week's agenda. Under committee reports, the Public Works, Parks, and Recreation Committee received, for the record, a request from Council Chair Raposo for the county engineer to provide an update on the Kapa'i Swinging Bridge and the efforts of the administration to work with the Kapa'i Foundation. Also received, for the record, was a request from Committee Chair Kagawa for the county engineer to provide a briefing regarding transfer station operations. This is related to deteriorated compactors and hours of operation. The Planning Committee has a request from Council Chair Raposo for the county engineer and the planning director to provide a briefing on the Leopoldi fencing project, and this was received for the record. Under bills for the first reading is proposed draft bill number 2601 for an ordinance amending the county code relating to additional dwelling units on other than residentially zoned lots. There will be a non-public executive session. The purpose is to, one, the county attorney to discuss the hiring of a county auditor, two, the county attorney to brief on pending and denied claims, three, to consult with the council's legal counsel on questions and issues pertaining to the county's insurance policy with Everest National Insurance Company for attorney's fees arising in connection with the lawsuit of Tim Bynum versus the County of Kauai. If the council is not finished with this meeting by approximately 1:30 p.m., it will recess for public hearings on Bills 25, 97, and 98 relating to revising the amounts estimated in the highway fund. After the hearing, council will reconvene to complete any unfinished business. The view meetings are meeting archives. Visit www.kauai.gov/webcast meetings. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.